Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is. I am so glad to have an opportunity to talk to my podcast audience once again. This is the second podcast of the year for Let's Talk Baby Talk. Let's Talk Baby Talk is a podcast which once upon a time was a radio show, which basically brought forth the issues, the concerns, the disparities that are found within our community. Oh, yes. It is also an advertising component to Derm's Baby Cafe, which basically works with pregnant and breastfeeding women and supports them throughout their journey. Well, I want to share with you something that I noticed today. Today, when I left church and I parked my car in the parking lot of the pharmacy, I noticed a young man coming down the street, and a few minutes later, a patrol car pulled into the parking lot and they got up and they started talking to this young man. And the next thing I know, he was leaning up against the car and they were patting him down and they were bombarding him with all these different questions. So all of us in the parking lot sort of like stood back and watched. Well, no, I did not pull out my camera. No, I did not start videotaping. I just stood there and listened, and every time, and I would say five times, they repeated their question to him, "What are you doing in this neighborhood?" And I said to myself, in this neighborhood, this is a drugstore right here. People of all nationalities and ethnicities live in this neighborhood. Why are you asking him, what is he doing in this neighborhood? Well, I said, okay, I guess I'll be a little late going in to get my prescription because I'm going to stand here along with these other individuals here while they interrogate this young man. He couldn't have been no more than about 15 or 16 years old. Well, each time they asked him that question, he would look at them and he would say, "My name is blah, blah, blah." Of course, I'm not going to say his name. "And my telephone number is 716-555-0000. And of course, that too was not the telephone number that he was giving them. Now, five times in a row, this young man said that so that I memorized his telephone number. And just so that I would not forget, I wrote it down in case I needed to call his parents on his behalf for him. And as I was standing there listening to them, as they spoke with him, and I'm going to be honest, they weren't mean, but they were very forceful with the language they were using. "What are you doing over here? Why are you over here? And what direction are you going in?" And I kid you not, all kinds of stuff like that with that authoritative voice, which I guess is all right. It wasn't cruel and unusual point, cruel and unusual punishment, but the tone was not the type of tone that I would want someone to speak to me in. But nonetheless, he kept his cool and he kept repeating his name and his telephone number. Now, I stood there and I thought to myself, his parents have had the talk with him. He remembers the talk. And for some of you who have no idea as to what I'm talking about when I say the talk, I'll explain it to you. Parents of color must always have the talk with their children, especially their male children. I remember the conversation that I first had with my two sons. The conversation went something like this. "All right, you guys are going to this party. No drinking, no smoking, no loitering, no hanging around anyone doing drugs or illegal things or stupid stuff, because you don't have to do something illegal to get pulled over by the police. Come directly home, and if by chance you are stopped by the police or anyone in law enforcement, remember this. I don't care what they taught you in school, what they taught you in the Boy Scouts, what they taught you anywhere in the world. I want you to understand what's coming out of my mouth this very second. And it's the following. You do not have any rights. I don't want to hear about what rights somebody has told you you have. Hear me clearly and hear me now. You do not have any rights. I understand this is the United States of America, that we're in the city of Buffalo, New York, the state of New York. You still do not have any rights. And when you're stopped by law enforcement, that is not the time to try to execute what you believe your rights are. The only right you have is a phone call to this house when they allow you to make it. And until such time, keep your big mouth shut. And I said, and I'm going to share with you what my father told us. All you give when you ask the question is your name, rank, and serial number. And he got that because he was in the Army. They would always give their name, their rank, and serial number. So I said to my kids, all I want you to say to them is your name, your telephone number, and your parents' name. That's it. Nothing else. And every time they ask you a question, that's the answer you give them. And that's what I heard this young man doing, giving his name, his rank, and his serial number to these cops because he wanted to go home. And that's what I told my children. The only way you're going to be guaranteed to come back home safely once you have an encounter with someone who has authority over you, because you have no rights, is to give them that information that I just shared with you. Now, you would say, Reverend Hope, why would you say something like that? Because you come from a family of law enforcement. Well, I say that because I come from a family of law enforcement who have said to me repeatedly, you know what? If they get stopped, just tell them to give their name, to give their telephone number and who their parents are, and to keep quiet. So we have that talk with our young children so that they can return home, not beat up, not beat down, and not locked up. That's why we have that conversation with our children. And I think about the Miranda rights. And I think about Miranda was not the first one to execute the Miranda rights. Because, and I know you say you're getting ready to get biblical. Yes, I am. If you look in Isaiah, and I want y'all to look at Isaiah 53:7, it says that he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to be slaughtered, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. So he opened up not his mouth. And in Matthew, it tells us in Matthew 27:12-14, and when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, do you hear how many charges they are bringing against you? And he answered him, never with a word. In so much that the governor marveled greatly. You know, the Miranda rights came about, I'm told, in 1963. I took a course where we learned about the situation with a young man by the name of Mr. Miranda. I can't remember his first name. And apparently, he was in Phoenix, and a woman had stopped and told the police that she had been abducted and driven into the desert and raped. Now, that's a very serious charge. The detectives questioning her gave her a polygraph test, but the results were inconclusive. However, tracing the license plate number of the car that resembled that of her attacker, the police were brought to Miranda, who had a prior record as a peeping Tom. Now, that's not serious. It's aggravating. Who wants to be around folks who peeking in your windows? But they don't give me any more information on how come they said Mr. Miranda was a peeking Tom. But anyway, although the victim, the woman, did not identify Miranda in a lineup, he was brought into police custody and interrogated. What happened next was that the officers left the interrogation with a confession that Miranda later recanted, unaware that he didn't have to say anything. Nobody told this young man that he had the right to remain silent. The Bible tells us that we have the right to remain silent. Jesus, when he was accused by the chief priests and Pilate and everyone, he remained silent. I always tell everybody that Miranda wasn't the first one to execute those rites. So I tell my children and I tell those that I work with, keep your mouth closed. If you are innocent or if you are guilty, keep your mouth closed until you can get an outside individual, especially your parents, who in turn will get an attorney for you. Keep your mouth closed and live. That's my podcast for the day. I thank you for tuning in. This is something that I feel that we should share with all parents, that our children who have no understanding of what their real rights are should always remain quiet, always remain silent, innocent or guilty, when they're encountered by anyone of authority. I would like to say to you that we're going to end this broadcast with a saying that I will always say at the end of every podcast. In everything that you do, let's talk baby talk. Take care. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.